Years of tax cuts have decimated funding for Kansas prisons. Employee pay is low, benefits are expensive, and training is short. The state's 9 prisons have so few workers that they rely heavily on employee overtime to manage a growing number of inmates. Nomin Ujiyadeen of the Kansas News Service reports on what that's meant for prison staff.
Hunter Deffenbaugh lives about an hour's drive from the state prison in El Dorado, where he works as a corrections officer on the overnight shift. From Wednesday to Sunday, he runs the infirmary, and he loves it. He likes helping people, checking on them, and getting what they need.
Make sure they're there, make sure they're breathing, make sure they're not in pain or falling over or getting sick or anything.
When he started, about 8 months ago, Deffenbaugh worked overtime about 2 nights a week. Now, it's every night. His work week runs more than 60 hours. Sometimes it's 12 hours a night, sometimes 16. Some evenings, he comes in early, and others, he stays late. Add 2 hours of commuting, and he barely has time to sleep, let alone see friends and family.
Normally, like, I'm groggy and always tired. Grumpy. I don't even mean to be grumpy, and my girlfriend tends to get after me about that.
Long shifts and sleep deprivation are now routine for corrections officers in Kansas. Pay starts at less than $16 an hour. Adjusted for inflation, that's lower than it was 30 years ago. And this is true for many state workers. Health insurance premiums take up more of that than they used to. The pay and the working conditions mean that many people quit, sometimes after just a few months.
These people are tired. They're wore out. They are on their feet 8 hours a day or more.
Ruth Beck retired from Ellsworth Correctional Facility in 2016. She remembers some coworkers paying about $800 a month to insure their families and working overtime because their regular pay wasn't enough.
It's causing high blood pressure, it's causing stress in the marriage, it's causing other health issues.
Beck says, on top of that, officers don't learn enough about self-defense and other skills to handle unexpected violence. A decade ago, they took 80 hours of training each year. Now, that's been cut in half, and they have to do it online while they're at work. I asked her how she would grade the programs.
On a scale of 1 to 10, that's a negative 5. Pretty bad. Pretty bad. I would give them a big fat F.
Interim Corrections Secretary Roger Werholtz oversees the state's prisons. He says it all comes down to hiring enough staff and having the money to do it.
Staff are so overworked. The prisons are less safe now than they used to be.
More employees would mean less involuntary overtime, less sleep deprivation, more time off for training. It means experienced officers will stick around instead of leaving to work at county jails where the pay and the hours are better. Werholtz says it could lead to fewer mistakes, the kind that cause inmate suicides or riots like the ones at prisons in El Dorado and Larned last year. He says over half of Kansas corrections officers have less than 2 years experience.
When something bad happens in prison, it's due to a lot of small things that happened over time. It often occurs where staff are relatively inexperienced.
Newly elected Governor Laura Kelly has proposed an increase of $3 million in funding for prison staffing next year. That's out of a total corrections budget of almost $230 million. Werholtz says that's a good start. The bulk of the money would probably go to salaries and wages. His department is brainstorming ways to make working in prison sound more appealing. Hunter Deffenbaugh, the officer at El Dorado, doesn't need to be convinced. He knows he wants a career in corrections. But lately, he's not sure if it's worth it.
I don't want to be poor all my life because my job doesn't pay enough, and I don't want to be working that much overtime every single day for the rest of my life.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Nomin Ujiyadeen.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.